brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And this is take two.
This is take two.
You know, I wonder how many of our listeners, or my listeners from SK,
right.
or my blog listeners, because I'm putting audio stuff on the blog now, I wonder how many of them have been like, fuck, dude, take two? Like, it seems everything is take two. Sorry, we're running with fucking free software here. What do you want out of me?
Is free. Yeah, we're on a low budget. Feel free to donate.
Yeah, there is that's a good point. There's a PayPal button up on our Facebook page as well as our webpage.
See?
If you wanted to go donate, that'd
I'm
be legit.
Ads right there. That's how I go.
That's right. Or you can just send us pictures of your boobs. We'll take those.
Yep.
AlloyPodcast@yahoo.com. We'll always take pictures of boobs.
Totally. Boobs
We've
are
been
nice.
Saying that since the beginning, since we started the show.
Right. Shows support.
We have
shows
yet
boobs.
To get boobs sent to the inbox.
Right. Don't even have to show your face.
It's pretty tragic, actually.
Just boobs.
Just, like, is anyone up us is pretty much all I'm saying. Like, it's just got to be, it doesn't have to be, like, full frontal, facial.
Right. Yeah.
Flabbergasting. It's just, just some nice boobs.
Just a pair of boobs.
That's all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Mm-hmm. And Matt will save them on his phone and show everybody he knows.
And put them on our site.
I'll be like, hey, check it out. TwitPic. What up now? It's just going out on Twitter.
Anyway.
We got a good show coming up for you, at least in theory, because this is how our shows go. And assuming you like this, then we've got a good show for you. So. But if you think this is ridiculous, then go fuck your mother, because we don't care what you think.
Right.
So coming up later in the show, we've got a great interview with Fire in the Skies that I did quite a while back.
I love those guys.
I actually did it in January. So we're talking like half a year ago, right?
Oh, shit.
Did it with them in January. And I was holding it until April when they were supposed to come back through on tour again, right? And then their drummer peaced out.
Oh.
And there was no tour that happened. So I was like, what do you want me to hold this for? And they were like, we got a record coming out soon. You should do it then. I'm like, all right, cool.
All right, cool.
So that's what we're doing. Their record came out last week. Everyone should go check it out.
Totally.
We got brand new music exclusive to the Alloy Podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, no, you can't hear it anywhere else. I'm pretty
sure. That's how we roll.
Yeah, that's right. So that's coming up. We got show info coming up for you. Dust Embrace, Across the Sun, Warp Tour, various other shows that are happening in Oregon.
Yeah.
Summer Slaughter.
I'm looking forward to that.
I so can't wait for that.
We should play music.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to music. We're going to start with Fuck You. It's a CeeLo Green cover by Kid Liberty. Our niggas and Kid Liberty.
Niggas.
Yeah. All of them are white, but we call them our niggas anyway.
Niggas.
Every single one of them. Kid Liberty, shout to our niggas.
What, what?
And, I guess this is a cover of a CeeLo Green song. Fuck You. We know they're not metal. They're not all that metal. They don't even claim to be metal. They're kind of a pop punk, but it's fun and we like it. So we hope you do too.
I see you riding downtown with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. With all the pain in my chest, I still reach you the best. With a fuck you, I said I'm sorry, I can't afford a Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. I guess she's an Xbox, and I'm more at Atari. With the way you play your game, we play.
And now I'm in either.
This falls in love with you, oh.
Well, she's a dog.
Wow.
Tell your punk ass boyfriend.
I see you riding around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and a fucker too. Say if I was richer, I'd still be.
you, oh,
I really fucking hate your ass right now.
I see you riding around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and a fuck or two. Think if I was with ya, I'd still be with ya. Fuck, no, I got some shit.
Ain't that some shit?
With all the pain in my chest, I can reach you the best with a fuck you. Now, baby, 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 why you wanna treat me so bad?
So bad.
Welcome back to the Alloy Podcast. We were talking off air about
some funny shit happened.
Yeah, Ben is getting all sorts of sketchy in here right now, and yeah. I don't know what's going on with it.
Me
like
neither.
The I entire just... last talk break, I thought he was trying to look over my shoulder
to see it.
Like, because he's all right. I need you to visualize. We're both sitting at a desk, but we're sitting across from each other.
Yes.
Okay. We're like a Dreamweaver track. And a soft moment away from just a gentle kiss if we needed to.
And my girlfriend's sitting next to me, and
she's a snorter. She's laughing her ass off, and she's trying to keep from snorting.
That's what she does.
Because our mics pick up virtually everything.
There it goes.
She's tickling me. All right, this is horrible show. This is horrible show.
But anyway, and then we were talking.
No one likes to hear. No, oh, the metalhead has a girlfriend.
Anyway, we were talking about how a ninja was sneaking up to.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got.
And then no, I told him it was his wife Carol sneaking up with a purple dildo. And my girlfriend asked him, "Is it purple?" And he goes, "No, she's got a green one."
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has a green one, and she might have a purple one. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
But my theory was, who better to get fucked by?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, if someone's going to sneak up behind me and fuck me, at least this way, it's not rape,
right?
Because we're fucking married. There's no such thing. I know all the chicks are going to disagree with me on that, but nonetheless, I'm saying,
yeah, it's true. Other than who better to be fucked by other than yourself?
You know? Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. You know what you like, right?
Right.
Everyone knows what they like. That's why, like. I've always... We're not going to get into that. Never mind. We're not going to get in there.
We're going to stop
so,
right there.
Yeah, so let's try to figure out what's going on here. We got... I never outroed that last song. It was Revenant by Chelsea Grin, the homies from Chelsea Grin. We've got an interview with them next week on the show because their new record's coming out. Why? You went all vacant on me again. What the hell's...
I spaced. I just wanted to say that I want to offend a few people right now and say that Alloy Podcast is pro-choice.
I would say so.
I don't know. I just wanted probably. To, I just figured that would.
I mean, yeah, nothing like whatever. Right in the middle of a sentence in a show, like abortion jokes. That always sets off the tone.
Yeah,
yeah. You want to kill some puppies, maybe next?
Right,
because that'll be good audio, right?
Yeah.
Here I am judging you, and I just made a rape joke. So maybe I shouldn't. It's not rape if you yell surprise.
It's very true. I forgot that joke.
I know. I'm bring Scotty Carrion. Shout to Scotty Carrion from
Scotty. We love you
from the Entity down in Eugene.
I'm bringing that back. I'm taking that to work.
Those guys are our niggas too. And none of them are black either. But I'm using the word. God damn it!
I don't care.
Shit. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Summer Slaughter coming up this month.
What's the lineup?
Lineup is huge, all right? Okay. And here's the name that matters. Lots of bands.
Yeah.
Black Dahlia Murder, Whitechapel, Within the Ruins. Need I say more?
No, that's...
No, that's
right
a $30
there.
Ticket, well worth it right there.
Oh, yeah.
In my
oh,
mind.
Yeah. No, totally true.
Because I haven't seen Black Dahlia Murder since the Miasma record.
Right.
Which is, for those of you that are fans, we're talking, what, 04, 05, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a burp building up, it won't fucking go.
We should play some Within the Ruins later. Or
we could do that. We've got a interview that's going to be coming out with them shortly before Summer Slaughter to help promote Summer Slaughter. Yeah.
Nice.
So, not sure when exactly, but we'll work on that.
Yeah.
All right. So, in fact, speaking of Miasma, since that's the last time I saw them, we're actually going to be playing some Black Dahlia Murder from Miasma here in a second. How much time are we at? We got some time left. Ben, are you going to be ready to do text from last night during our next talk break?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you going to have to go fetch your phone?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool. I got to pull up Twitter anyway.
It's on your charger.
Yeah. All right. So you know what? Let's just go to some music. We'll do text from last night here in just a minute. In the meantime, enjoy some Dave Goes to Hollywood by the Black Dahlia Murder.
Word.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. What are we doing?
We're going to do Text from Last Night.
We're going to do Text from Last Night. I got an outro song real quick.
Okay. I got my two picked.
All right. So that last song you heard was Last Chance to Reason with Download Complete. And Ben, you want to start? You want to fire us up so I can get over to my Twitter page?
Yeah. Okay. So the first text from Last Night, it says, I don't even know. I woke up in the bathtub with no shirt, covered in towels, holding what appeared to be vanilla pudding mixed with Captain Morgan.
Wow.
That's an eventful night right there.
Yeah, all right. And just to quickly say, Ben's reading from the mobile app. I am reading from their Twitter page.
Yep.
All right. So today, Text from Last Night tweeted, I need you to stand in the corner and ref this threesome. You should wear stripes.
That's pretty badass.
All right, go.
We cut her off and put her in bed, but by the time we got back to the drinks, she was already there, shirtless. She's the topless tequila ninja. I love, dude, I'm saying that at work.
Legit. All right, here's one. Let's just fuck. We'll decide if it's makeup or breakup sex afterwards.
I love it.
Legit.
That's pretty awesome. 98% is good enough for me. Kind of like birth control. Worth the risk.
All right. Thanks to her sunglasses tan, I can't look at her when she blows me because it's like getting blown by a raccoon. A very talented raccoon.
Wow. Wow. I got one short and sweet. I will miss his soup and his dick the most. That's all of it. That's all.
All right, this one's legit, dude.
All right.
She gave me her number. Found out it was already stored in my phone as, quote, bathroom blowjob, unquote.
Oh, whoa. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. It's like you are the superhero of getting jizzed on. Oh, that's so awesome.
All right, here's one. Saw my boss's vagina at that party. Hungover at work has never been more acceptable.
I can hear her moaning. I'm on some random guy's counter. He wanted me to cuddle, but I said I didn't know how.
I just celebrated my ex-boyfriend's birthday by having more sex than he will today.
Oh, that's badass. That's a good one. Oh.
You got one more? Because I got one last one.
I got one more. I would be the drunk girl eating cake on the front steps alone.
All right, can I do three real quick? Because these are all so good.
You're done. After I'm done, so you take it away.
Hey, Thundercock, as proud as I am for you getting laid, could you put a muzzle on her? I have to be up at 5. Thanks.
Oh, that's so awesome. I've only gotten that for the roommates.
Another one. Emily is drunk. We're coming to see you at work, and we're bringing Jello shots.
That's awesome.
All right, where's the other one?
Hold on, my girlfriend's snorting now.
All right, so this is a good one. This is a good one. She might be able to get behind this one. Hold on. His kisses tasted like beef jerky and Captain Morgan. I'm pretty sure I came before I even took my clothes off.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so awesome.
All right, so that was Text from Last Night.
I love Text from Last Night. That's so awesome. I.
All right, we're moving on.
But if we do that too much, we're going to spend the whole show doing text.
I know, dude. We could do a fucking Text from Last Night podcast. We could.
We could totally do that.
Yeah, we could have people text in
their
text from last night. That'd be kind of legit, actually.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
All right. How long have we been going now?
Too long.
That's a pretty good question.
Probably too
long. We got a minute or two.
Okay.
All right, so what do we got coming up? Sariana.
Yeah.
Sariana's the next song we're going to be playing, and this is a brand new band of Bullet Tooth Records. And they're kind of your traditional metalcore sound with a little twist.
I like it.
So this is brand new. It's not even out yet. I don't think it comes out until August. So yes. head out and get it as soon as it comes out. Why do I feel like... What is the... Hello?
Hello? What? I don't know.
All right, talk loud.
Talking! Why? What's up?
I hear something that's... It's fucking my headphones up.
Matt's hearing
shit. Sorry, technical difficulties.
Matt's hearing shit. I don't hear anything.
All right. I still hear it. Maybe it's my headphone. All right. We're going to move on. All right. So here's Fragments by Syriana.
Survive!
back to the show. All right, you just heard... What did they just hear, Ben? Oh, they just heard Aesthetic by Between the Buried and Me.
They heard music.
Yeah, that's some old school Between the Buried and Me.
Old school shit. We've seen them a couple times.
Yeah, we saw them on the Silent Circus record.
Yep.
Yeah, that was when you got your Kiss Me, I'm a Shredder t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a legit shirt, by the way.
Yes, it is. And we almost got... No, that was Bleeding Through. We went and saw the whole band was staring at us.
Between the Buried and Me was at that show, too.
Right.
But we're thinking... I was talking about the one with Cephalic Carnage, Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah.
Speaking of Black Dahlia Murder. And speaking of Cephalic Carnage, we got some Cephalic Carnage coming up later in the show.
Nice.
They were... Their bloody disgusting video. Only it's not the video, it's just the song.
Oh, okay.
So look it up if you need to know it that bad.
Yeah,
there's like nudity and disembowelments and fucking all sorts of craziness. It's nice. A legit video, dude.
Hells yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on? What else is there to talk about? What are we doing? I don't even know.
We got Across the Sun coming up next month.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about August, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so August. I feel like there's something else in July that I'm missing, though. Oh, yeah, I was going to say. I am currently on week one of... Fuck it, I'm not going to shows for 3 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked on it.
That's awesome. So all of July?
No, not all of July, just the first 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to come back just in time for a Dustcembre show and on the 21st.
Word.
And then I'm going out of town for a few days for vacation.
Your birthday?
No. Just to get the fuck out of Dodge for a minute.
Word.
It's been too long since me and Carol have been on vacation.
Yeah, word.
And then, what else? Summer Slaughter we already talked about, right?
Yeah, we're talking about August now. Warped Tour and Across the Sun.
And, yeah, Dustin Brace is doing a big festival with Von Doom and, like, 40,000 other bands or something like that.
Nice.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Are they on Warped Tour again this year?
I think so, but I'm not 100% positive on that as of yet.
Okay.
Still waiting to hear for sure. But, you know what? They're number four in the voting for the state right now.
Right on.
Or for the area, so I guess that's the Northwest.
Yeah.
They're number four in the area. They played last year. I don't see why they wouldn't play again this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm looking forward to Warped Tour. Good time. We need to find some time in early August, speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to the Across the Sun dudes.
Yeah.
And we need to find some time in early August before those shows.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
If we could head up there and just post up and record with them, that'd be pretty legit.
Yeah. I think we should just go hang out at one of their practices.
I can get behind that.
Take some beer or something.
We should schedule that. You get a hold of Brandon, I'll get a hold of Alan.
I'm down.
We'll get something figured out.
Totally.
Right on. So, yeah, Across the Sun with a bunch of other bands. I don't know the lineup because Across the Sun just announced the show literally a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the page enough to fucking remember all the other bands on it.
Sounds good to me. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Across the Sun's playing. That's the important part.
Yeah, that's all we give a shit about.
So, looking forward to that. That should be a good show. Warped Tour is going to be sick. Who are you stoked to see on Warped Tour?
Everybody.
Everybody?
The lineup is sick. Day to Remember, Whitechapel.
No, Whitechapel's on Summer Slaughter.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We got A Day to Remember. Who else is on fucking
Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Abandon All Ships.
Yes.
Asking Alexandria.
Yep.
Affiance had some fun stuff to say about that, but... Nobody knows that because I clipped it. So.
Okay.
But that's okay. We said we were going to talk about it on this one anyway.
Attack is going. Who Affiance doesn't like.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So this is getting edited. I can't throw them under the bus like that. Those guys are too cool.
All right. Edit that.
Edit. Anyway. All right. So we're just going to pretend that last 2 minutes didn't happen.
Totally
so
true.
So who are you stoked to see at Warped Tour, though? Seriously. A Day to Remember, we discussed.
A Day to Remember, Asking Alexandria, Devil Wears Prada, Abandon All Ships, all bands I'm looking forward to seeing. I can't pick one out of all of them. There's too good of a lineup.
I hear 303 is supposed to be headlining again this year.
We'll see.
And I'm not very stoked on that. Like, I'm stoked to see 303. Really.
Yeah.
But, like, they were supposed to headline last year's Warped Tour 2 and bailed out.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me. I don't care if they make it or not.
Yeah.
I'm texting Brandon right now.
All right, you text Brandon.
Be there.
Wait. Oh no, tomorrow's a holiday, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, happy you know, he July, has to work everybody. In the morning. Yeah, happy 4th of July to all the fucking alloy listeners out there.
Yeah. I love your sex.
It's true, he does. He tells me about it all the time.
It's totally true. Chances are, if you're a listener, I've probably had sex with you.
That, there's actually good chances of that. Shout to Rommel, real quick. Just want to say. Yep. Torin.
Across the sun.
Pretty much every member of Still Dead.
Yeah.
Or Wild Boar Cannery, for that matter.
Yep.
American
Overdose. See,
American Overdose. That's happened a couple times.
Yep.
In fact,
Alloy Orgies.
Alloy Orgies. That's right. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yep.
In the back room at the Liberty Spirit, actually. Yep. Yeah. I think we're going to go to music because we've been babbling a little bit.
Okay, I'm down.
All right, so here is a great band. I want to send a shout out to the Metal Hammer Podcast guys because they introduced me to this band, Me vs. Hero. Here's Upbeat Down.
Oh,
Welcome back to the show. Ben's Twitter pating right now.
I'm tweeting. I'm going to bring up, speaking of Twitter, I'm going to bring up something funny right now from Alan.
His, but by the way, just real quick side note. His name is B. Sain, S-A-I-N-D-O-A-G.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to bring up something Alan said on Twitter on the 1st, so 2 days ago.
This is Alan Ashcraft, drummer of Across the Sun, in case anyone's curious.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. He says, I just became the mayor of everyone's buttholes on Foursquare.
Amazing.
I fucking loved that. Dude, I laughed so hard when I saw that.
Dude, I need to make a place called Everyone's Buttholes.
That would be pretty funny.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to make a place on Foursquare called Your Mom's Vagina. Then I'm just going to check in there a bunch. And then one day my Twitter feed will read, Alloy Matt just became the mayor of Your Mom's Vagina.
That would be legit, dude.
Then I'll make another one on Yelp and become the duke of it as well.
On Yelp?
Yeah.
What's Yelp?
Yelp is another site that does that kind of thing.
Oh, I've never been on Foursquare or Tumblr yet. I'm not on either one of those yet.
I know.
Awkward silence. Matt's like, fucker.
Yeah, well, you know.
I need to do that.
Some of us put in the work, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I work. Fuck your life.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fucking do that when I'm recording.
Anyway. Dude, I don't think she even touched you.
Yes, she did. She poked me in the side because your computer's in the way.
Oh, okay. That's possible.
No, that's totally true.
That's possible.
She fucking... Damn it.
Damn it. Damn it.
I said not while I'm recording.
Damn it.
I asked,
damn it, Bobby.
And she sneezes. See, that's what you get.
Like a couple of damn buzzard hawks always whacking in my tool shed.
And she snorted. Yes.
Oh, sneezing to snorting. It's like reverse roles right now.
So
we get her to sneeze it out, then we make her laugh, and she snorts it right back up like she's a coke fiend. That's how we roll on this show.
Totally true.
And in the meantime, everyone's ogling the Lady Gaga in the corner.
Lady Gag?
Yeah, she keeps falling over. Like, I keep standing her up. Because I keep standing her up, and then I'll move through the... Because she's kind of laying in the closet, halfway in, halfway out.
Half naked.
And so, like, I flip through the shirts, and then she loses balance and goes in the closet, and I'm like, fuck that twat. I just leave her laying there.
I might steal her shirt.
That alloy...
Tank top? Yeah.
I can get behind that. That'd be all right.
I might take that.
We gotta find another shirt for her, though, because staring at her weird holes is fucking... It wigs me out, dude.
Okay.
Like, they're so weird, I can't even look at them. It just makes me laugh every time I see them. That's why I put the clothes on her.
I put the clothes on her,
and then I put her head in a closet so I don't have to stare at her funny fucking holes. Her funny fuck holes. There we go. Anyway. We're talking about my blow-up doll that's in the corner.
Totally true.
That is constantly falling over. Think what you will. I don't give a shit. All right. Do we got more music? Oh my God, we're done.
Some music and
is that the end of the show already?
Yeah, we got an interview.
All right, so let's just go ahead and throw to this interview I did with Fire in the Skies. And after the interview, we'll have some music for you. And then you'll hear me pop back on for just a second to outro those tunes, and we're done. So
totally true.
Join us next week for the Chelsea Grin special.
Later.
This is Matt hanging out with the guys from Fire in the Skies. You guys want to hoop and holler, make some noise
Woo!
A little bit?
Yeah!
Yay!
That's pretty good. Apparently Brad's getting a physical right now.
I am. My balls dropped. They're checking for a hernia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, right on. So first stop on tour, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, first stop on tour. The day that we left, we actually... had a show at the venue that we work at. It's called The Basement in Ogden. We had For the Fallen Dreams in Oceano. It was
Oceano.
Awesome show. Yeah. The Chelsea Grin guys were there right before they left to the studio.
I heart Chelsea Grin.
Yeah.
So much.
So do we.
Yeah.
We're boyfriends with them.
Let's put an awkward silence in right now. That was amazing.
that was a good one.
That was good.
Right, that's probably the best 6 seconds of audio we've ever had on the show, right there. The silence. Anyway, so
all the way from Ogden, Utah to Salem, Oregon for first show.
Yeah.
Intense.
Yeah. It could have been way more intense, but it's warm here.
It wasn't. Oh, compared to?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Degrees in Salt Lake right now?
Yeah. It was
like double the temperature here.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but this is an easy opening drive for a tour. Usually they don't start till like Chicago.
Yeah, we drove. Our first show was in Chicago one time. So.
Ouch.
Yeah. It was like. And we ate at the worst buffet humanly possible on Thanksgiving.
In Des Moines, Iowa.
Wow.
Like.
And that's pretty much everything that's in Des Moines, Iowa, is that buffet, right?
Yeah, we're Slipknot fans, and I'm not saying anything bad about Slipknot fans, but they call them maggots for a reason.
Right on.
Des Moines was a horrible town.
Hell yeah, son.
We just lost so many fans.
How many fans could we have had in Des Moines, Iowa?
I don't know.
I've got family there. This is just not going to work out.
All right, cut that part out for Seb.
Absolutely not.
Seb's family's okay.
All right.
Everybody
yeah.
else.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. I don't really have family in Des Moines, Iowa, so it's okay.
So you guys are touring with Parlay, right?
Yeah. We've never met them before until today, and we all thought they were a straight-edge band.
And they're not?
They're not.
Oh, wow.
They have X Parlay X. And so we're like, oh, cool, we're touring with the Straight Edge band. And then they pull up and their singer's like drinking and smoking. I was like,
right on, right on.
What's up, man? So I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I hear that a lot. Like, because Norma Jean is supposedly a Christian band, and yet their singer drinks more than all of Motley Crue put together, you know.
If that's true, that guy needs an award.
Yeah.
No, right, I mean, I'm sure they do. You know, I'm not gonna call anybody out, but you know, we've done a lot of shows with a lot of Christian bands, and there's been all kinds of things that they're doing, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this. Like,
not so much Christian, really.
Like, I guess it's okay. You can just go get some water sprinkled on you on Sunday, and
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that statement completely.
Well, I don't.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
To each his own.
Yeah, yeah. How long have you guys been a band? Like, not as a, like, both as the previous lineup and current lineup.
I think we became a band in July of 2009.
Yeah.
July of 2009, we played our first show. Our first real show was actually kind of intimidating. It was with August Burns Red, The Acacia Strain, and My Children, My Bride.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was something else.
We didn't completely suck.
Yeah, we
completely sucked for us.
Yeah, we did pretty good, but we pretty much instantly, Mark, Nick, and I, we've been in a band together for probably 5 years, and we have always wanted to be writing a certain kind of music, but we had always been changing the way that we write for people in our band. So we've been changing things to make somebody else more comfortable. And with this band, we're like, you know what, we're going to go balls to the wall. This is probably all of our last attempt at making it in music. If we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. So we're not making any compromises, and we're just writing the heaviest, best music that we can. And we're working our asses off, you know. I lost my job because of this tour, a job I've had for 3.5 years, because of I wanted to be on the road. This is what I want to be doing. I know Nick hasn't been able to have a job for 6 months because of, you know, who's going to let you leave. You know, it's
right,
hard enough.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mark, he works odds and ends jobs whenever he can. But, you know, and Seb, he basically lost his job. I don't know if he's lost it yet, but it's
kind of
gone. It's gone. So there is not an employed person in our band. We're literally giving everything we can. We're selling our souls to metal. And, so for that year and a half, now we're exactly where we want to be, as poor as we could ever plan on being, and so really we're rock bottom and there's only up.
Yeah.
So
hell yeah.
So like, we're all smiling now. Just imagine what's going to happen when, you know, we're actually making a living at it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So something that seems to be a big trendy topic right now is what's metal and what's not metal.
I think showering is metal.
Showering is definitely metal.
You know, there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, if you're metal, you got to be dirty. I don't think so.
No. I think that goes with grunge more than anything else. And grunge died, and rightfully so.
I mean,
because it's just a bunch of stinky guys.
I think the metal attitude is a lot like the punk rock attitude used to be. You know, it's like who are you listening to right now? It's like, I'm listening to Atmosphere. You know, who are you listening to? I'm listening to Oceano. It's like, Atmosphere's not a metal band. It's like, fuck you. You know, I don't care what you want me to listen to. You know, because it's more of an attitude and a way of life opposed to
right.
You know.
Right. Well, and I mean, I tend to hear this argument the most with hardcore, metalcore, deathcore bands, and a lot of people, like, it's very trendy to hate on that right now.
Yeah.
Or at least around here. I don't know what it's like everywhere else. Well,
it's pretty bad in Salt Lake,
too. Is it really?
Yeah.
So, like, what's your guys' thoughts on that? Because, like, our stance on our podcast is metal, son. Let's all get together and have a good time and rock out.
That's the same way.
That's our standpoint as well.
Yeah.
Like, back in Utah, because me and Brad work and run a venue in Ogden called The Basement, and we work like directly with the owner, Jason, and me, him, and Nick does all of his graphic design and everything, so our band is kind of The Basement's home team, and we do everything we can to promote just all the local metal bands just being friends with each other, because you're right, like, every band does want to hate every other band. Like, even if you're a metal band, you hate another metal band, and to us, we don't think that's cool.
Right.
Like, we want to be friends with everybody.
Right.
And because if one metal band is succeeding, they can help five other metal bands succeed.
Right.
Look at Killswitch Engage and every band from Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. One took off and the rest came with them.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
You know, but I mean, granted, every band from Massachusetts at that era was amazing.
Right.
You know, but there is some amazing talent in our hometown. You know, we got our good friends in Bro. Those guys are, they're God's gift to heavy music. They're amazing. And, you know, we got this new up-and-coming band called Two Ashes. They're really cool guys. You know, and there's... I could go on forever about bands that we're friends with. You know, there's a band from Wyoming called Picture in Ruins, and they're a great prog metal band.
They're, like, the most talented band on the earth.
And, you know, there's a hardcore band from Salt Lake called Cherish the King. And if we could all come together and play a show, and all the hardcore kids that show up for the Cherish the King show... show up, all the kids that come out because they like Picture in Ruins and like to watch somebody just shred their face off, you know, and then somebody comes out to have a good time and watch our band, and, you know, somebody comes out to watch Bro just party like crazy on stage, and if everybody could come to the show and everybody could bring good attitudes, because all those bands, none of these bands will bring an attitude, but it's the kids that come to the show. If everybody could just come to the show, we could have 500 kids at every show, and everybody would leave with having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you know, we get people that show up and they're just like, I want to get in a fight tonight. You know, that is that is not the attitude that I want to have at a venue.
I
want to
see the band I came for, and everyone else sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I will not change my mind.
And kind of the stance that I have doing this kind of thing is I'd much rather be homies with dudes than be colleagues with dudes. You know what I mean? And so, like, it kind of puts me puts other people in the metal scene in a strange spot when there's two bands beefing for no apparent reason whatsoever, just because, like, of what they sound like, you know? Like, we got some buddies from Portland across the sun that recently got signed to Metal Blade, and there's a couple bands around here that are super pissed about it because, they don't belong on Metal Blade, they should be on, like, a Roadrunner. I'm like, are you jealous much at all? Because, like,
you're mad that they're
I know. That's my point.
Like,
I'm like, dude,
making up. It's like what that Louis C.K. dude says. It's like, you're making up. We're making up reasons to be mad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's how it is bad with Chelsea Grin. Everybody in Utah's got a problem with Chelsea Grin, but nobody's got a reason to be mad at him.
See, you know, that doesn't make any sense to me at all.
They say their singer's a jerk.
No, he's
like,
not.
I've never heard Alex say one mean thing. To
this is a conversation with Alex. Just ask me something.
Yeah, Brad.
That's death metal. That is every conversation you'll ever have with Alex.
Uh-huh.
And you can't. How can you hate him for being stoned out of his mind and being socially awkward?
Well, in around here, everyone apparently. Have you guys heard of Crabcore?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I'm sure everyone has. But around here, apparently, that means what you look like while you play.
Okay, so like apparently, like Attack Attack and Chelsea Grin, according to the people around here, are in the same genre, and that blows me away because like they're nowhere near anything alike. Right? I mean,
they're both awesome.
They are both awesome. I love both bands, but like. I guess everyone has a problem with the squat thrust thing. I don't know what it's called.
Just like the up down thing.
Yeah. We call it squat thrusting.
Yeah. That's the good visual for the people at home. Sam.
Yeah. Just imagine myself making a complete fool out of myself, and you got it.
Well, and there's a lot of bands that do it, and it really spans through different genres of metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
I've seen non metal bands do that.
Yeah.
You can't classify people by the way they look on when they're playing their guitar.
Well, and not only that, like the people that get me are the metal elitists. They're like, oh, that's not metal. If it's not recorded in a trash can and put on a 8-track tape, it's not. It's like it has to be black metal to be metal, right?
Keep that in Sweden.
Yeah, dude. Those guys. I'm like, dude. Has anyone seen King Diamond? That guy used to do that shit all the time. Like that was his kind of thing. Yeah. Is he would get down low and kind of crawl at you, you know? So he started it. So now he's not metal. Like that's
dude, he's on Metalocalypse.
Yeah, I know. Like that's one of the most metal things ever.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just seems like a lot of people classify people as or bands as something that they're necessary that they might not necessarily be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a if people want to call it crabcore, it's fine by me. I don't give a shit what people call it, as long as you call it good, is the important thing to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's so many different genres and sub genres and just so on and so forth. And you know, for me, it's like Chelsea Grin's metal, Fire in the Skies is metal, Bro's metal. You know, Picture in Ruins is metal. Church of the King's metal. It's all metal to me. You know, it's all heavy music.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times, trying to describe a band is like trying to describe a black guy without saying he's black. You just can't do it.
Right. Yeah. I'm on board.
It's like, they do, Chugs. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, so does Metallica.
Right. Everyone does.
Yeah.
They're heavy with singing parts. Oh, you mean 80% of metalcore bands.
Right. Yeah. Alright, so I guess to kind of get off topic a little bit and be have a little bit more fun with it, best show you ever went to that you thought was going to be lame?
Oh.
Blood on the Dance Floor. I'm not kidding.
Good call.
They worked... We did a Blood on the Dance Floor show at our venue, and... We saw pictures of them, and I listened to their music, and I was like, this is the devil. Not in a really cool kind of way, either.
The whole day, like, waiting for that band to show up and load in, we were just like, do we just, like, lock the doors and cancel this show? Because, like, we don't want to deal with it? But we didn't, you know? I mean, yeah, you were joking about it. We wouldn't really do
right,
that.
Right, yeah.
So then, like... They get there, and they're, like, the coolest band in the whole world. And, like, usually their shows are, like, 200-300 kids. And they don't have a very big scene in Utah. And so there was only, like, 20 to 30 kids there. And I remember, like, one of their hype guys was in the back. And he was like, man, this is kind of a, you know, a smaller show. Like, how do you want us to, like, what do you want me to do tonight? And they said, this crowd gets the same show that a sold-out crowd gets. And so for me, that was, like, so cool. Like, how, like, a big band that's used to playing sold-out shows comes and has a 30-person show, and they still put on the same show.
Yeah.
And for me, that was, like, super cool. Like, I wasn't into the music. I wasn't into what was going on stage. But I was still pumped that they were putting on the same show. And they were the coolest dudes in the whole world. Like, I couldn't believe how nice that band was.
Yeah. Right on. How about you, man?
I've been thinking the entire time he answered that, and I'm still, like, drawing a blank.
I'm the same anything? Boat. No, I'm the same boat as you.
I definitely wasn't looking forward to going to see A Day to Remember one time because I hate them.
Oh, yeah?
Everyone now hates our band because I said that. Sorry, everybody. I'm not a fan.
You're a fan of their DVD, though.
Their DVD is hilarious. But some opening bands were sweet. And so it was good.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I didn't want to see I was bummed that I was like, I don't know, I was in like a super hate mode on Attila one time, and like for no reason because I'd never really listened to him, and they played a show in at our venue. What show?
It was Stick to Your Guns.
The Stick to Your Guns tour. And I remember not being pumped to listen to Attila. And they played, and now they're in one of my top five favorite bands.
Yeah, they're a great live band.
They are incredible.
Now, is that the same singer that was on Made at one point? Yeah. Is it? Okay, I've always wondered about that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was on Made at one point and wanted to
like
be
the MTV
a...
show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wanted to be like a male model or something
model.
Like that.
He was in a death metal band. Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah, you can look the pictures up.
Yeah, I would actually say pretty much every time we go out to meet up with Chelsea Grin, I'm not really looking forward to going to the shows. Because it's just like, it's all like I'm not as big into deathcore as some people, I guess. But then all the bands are always super cool. We make friends with them, and then I'm just pumped.
Yeah.
So every time we go out to like a deathcore-ish tour, I'm not looking forward to it, but it always ends up amazing.
Yeah, like every band.
Like, yeah, like the last time we met up with Chelsea Grin, Oceano's awesome guys, Attila's awesome guys. In the Midst of Lions, they're just amazing guys.
Yeah, Monsters
are cool.
Yeah,
like
every band is just cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess lamest show you ever saw that you thought was going to be dope.
All right, let's see.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that is.
Okay, so I guess while you guys think,
yeah,
I'll go ahead and give mine for the last question and for this one. All right. So the last one I thought was going to be lame and was dope. Believe it or not. Aaron Tippin at a casino. That guy's a hell of a performer, dude. He puts on a show for real, though.
Where were you? Watching Cher. It was amazing.
It was amazing. And then I guess a show that I thought was going to be dope and ended up being lame was Megadeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came through on, it was Gigantour, I think, with In This Moment, In Flames, mm-hmm, Children of Bodom, Job for a Cowboy, and like Dave Mustaine was so drunk he couldn't stand up and kept like waving away from the mic, so you're like, I heard like one third
it's
of
like,
your words,
hello,
guy.
Idiots. But I think there's a band that we've done a few shows for, mm-hmm, that I don't want to mention any names, but I thought they were going to be amazing and they just weren't very good. But I still like the record.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's probably the same band that I'm thinking of.
Remain unnamed. All right.
Yeah, I want to say so bad.
Yeah.
Just not going to happen.
As soon as the gear's off, well, I'm going to know. So.
Yeah, I want to know, actually.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
So
I'm curious.
All right, so what's yours?
Seb?
Yeah.
Anything?
No.
Let me tell you.
Experience. You know a show that this is a show that I wasn't expecting to be very awesome. I had expectations for it, but I had no idea it was going to be as badass as it was. And I'm sure that this is the same for Brad. We wish that we would have gone into it with a better attitude. But was the Death Clock and
Converge and
we were looking forward to seeing
Converge,
and I was super looking forward to see Death Clock, but I didn't expect them to be as good as they were because they were unbelievable. That band was so good and so loud.
It was one of the best live bands I've ever
heard. And then Mastodon blew me away.
Yeah, Mastodon.
I couldn't believe Mastodon live.
Like, if we would have been into Mastodon before the show, like, how much better that show would have been.
Yeah, I wish that we would have been.
But, like, because of Death Clock, I don't know if you've ever heard of how they do this show live. They've got, like, a 50-foot TV screen behind them,
mm-hmm,
and the band plays in front of it. And then on the 50-foot TV screen, there's, like, an episode playing. So, like, they do, like, the intro and, like, they've got that guy that it's like, so Death Clock is going on tour, you know, and it just like goes through the whole thing, and then they're like all of a sudden something happens and the lights shut off, and then the Death Clock theme starts up and the band walks out and plays the death theme and then goes right into a music video from the series, and it's playing behind them, and it's like the band is just spot on with the music video behind them, and it was amazing. They were so good.
Right on.
But our friend had swine flu, and he went with this, so I'm sure he infected everybody.
Sweet.
Wouldn't be the only time that dude infected some people with some things. But anyways, yeah, that show was unreal. And I think another show that was a big letdown is I saw Metallica and Korn way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Korn was unreal, but Metallica was so boring.
Really?
Yeah.
See, like I feel Disturbed was that way for me. But a few years ago, I went and saw Disturbed, and it's like they've got this massive stage, and each guy picks their 3 foot square and just stands there.
Yeah.
You're like, really? Like, you've got so much room to move, and you're not doing anything.
Well, I mean, with Metallica, they've got so many records, it's like they have to play like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, they can't play any less than 2.5 hours, or it's just, like, not a Metallica show, because they have to play Enter Sandman, they have to play Master of Puppets.
Right.
You know, they have to play, like...
Battery.
Yeah, yeah, they have to play all these songs, and none of these songs are short.
Right, and they're so, all 8-minute epics.
So I'm like, 14 years old, and I'm so into Korn at this time, you know.
Oh,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And the second record hadn't even came out, you know, and they came out, they came out and played Twist first, and I had never heard this song, and I was like... Oh my God, he's like scatting at us.
You know? He's like metal scatting.
Yeah. And then he, and then Metallica comes out, and you know, they got pyrotechnics, people are falling from the ceiling, you know, it was like a really good show, but it's just like, they played for seriously like 2.5 hours. And I was just like, yeah, what's going on?
I think someone just died outside of it.
Another thing is,
yeah, it'll be a good show.
One time our band played with Hatebreed. And if you've never seen Hatebreed live, you have to go see them live. They played for like 2 hours and 20 minutes, and they could have played for another 2 hours and 20 minutes, and nobody would have left. Like, they were captivating. A hardcore band captivating. Like, it's unreal. You know, they played every song off their first record except for like one. And I think that's cool because of, you know, as crappy as it is, everybody likes every band's first record the most.
Yeah.
You know, and so most bands are like, I'm not going to play a bunch of off of that. But no, they were like, you want to hear an old song? Yeah. They get done. You want to hear another old song? Yeah. They get done. Want to hear another old song? And everyone's like, oh my God, I'm having an old song overload. This is amazing. But yeah, it was an amazing show.
Right on. Well, it's sounding like they're going to get this thing cranking finally. So I think we'll stop at this point if that's cool with you guys.
I'm fine with it.
Right on. Cool. Awesome. And thank you much.
Yeah. Can I do something real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, make sure you support your local scene. Go to your venues. Buy band merch. If you're going to steal records, make sure that you're buying band merch from the bands. Because if you steal our record, that's totally okay. If you come to a show with $5, I'm sure we can work something out where we'll get you a shirt. But stealing music, it's okay. But don't sneak into shows. Come and buy some stuff, because that's what's keeping us afloat.
Keep the bands on the road.
Yeah,
amen, sir.
Keep bands on the road.
Right on. Thank you. All right, so that was my interview with Fire in the Skies. I got that a while back, and we've been kind of holding it for the right moment. Their brand new album just came out. Everybody head out, pick it up. There will be links available all over the place. In fact, if you want to head over to my blog, it's alloymat.tumblr.com, and I've got a review up for the record there. You'll find it, and there's links to go pick it up on iTunes and whatnot. Make sure you do that. These guys are great dudes, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them come through again. On that note, I guess that's the end of the show. I'm going to leave you with... excuse me. On that note, that's the end of the show. I'm going to leave you with Echo by Fire in the Skies and Battery by Metallica, since we were talking about Metallica for a while in that interview. encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us, alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook. Or you can find us on Twitter @alloypodcast.